AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. President-elect Donald Trump says he'll announce his choice for Secretary of State in the morning. According to two people close to Trump's transition, he has chosen ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson. AP correspondent Mike Rossier reports the choice is sure to draw praise as well as concern.
In an interview with Fox News Sunday, Trump lauded ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson's deep relations with Moscow as a selling point. But those very ties are sure to draw scrutiny and possible resistance from members of the U.S. Senate at Tillerson's confirmation hearings.
Former GOP presidential candidate Carly Fiorina met with Trump in New York yesterday. She says he's planning to chart a dramatically different course at home and abroad.
The opportunity that the president-elect has to literally reset things, to reset the trajectory of this economy, to reset the role of government, to reset America's role in the world and how we're perceived in the world.
Donald Trump says he's leaving his businesses before January 20th so he can focus full-time on being president. He says on Twitter that his sons Don and Eric, along with other executives, will manage the companies, adding that no new deals will be done during his term in office. Trump had been scheduled to hold a news conference this week on the future of his business empire, but that's been postponed until next month. The Federal Reserve is all but certain to raise its benchmark interest rates when its latest policy meeting ends on Wednesday, its first increase of the year. The real anticipation surrounds what Fed officials may or may not say about the pace of future rate hikes against the backdrop of Trump's election. Authorities in Hamilton, Ohio, say they've arrested the property owner on charges of murder and aggravated arson in a house blaze that led to firefighter Patrick Wolterman's death nearly 1 year ago. Lester Parker told the TV news crew that he isn't guilty of arson. This is AP Radio News. The Los Angeles Rams have made a head coaching change with 3 weeks left in the regular season.
The Rams have fired head coach Jeff Fisher as the team has stumbled to a 4-9 record in its first season in Los Angeles. Fisher was praised for leading the organization's relocation from St. Louis, but on the field, the team has been a bitter disappointment, losing 8 of its last 9 games and bearing the league's worst offense. The team is last in the NFL in scoring. The Rams have had 5 consecutive losing seasons under Fisher, with 0 playoff appearances. The firing comes just a few months after handing him a 2-year contract extension. Mark Myers, Los Angeles.
Tom Brady tossed a 79-yard touchdown pass in the fourth quarter to help the Patriots claim a 30-23 win over the Ravens in Monday Night Football. Skiers and ski resort operators hope the snowstorm that walloped New England will mark the start of something good this holiday season. No significant snow melt or rain is forecast. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.